The Independent Commission studying the September 11th terrorist attacks holds the second of two public hearings today in New York City. Yesterday, the federally appointed panel got strong advice from survivors and family members of those killed in the attacks. Beth Fertig of member station WNYC reports.
The National Commission on Terrorist Attacks has been meeting in private for the past couple of months, so for its first public hearing, the commissioners chose to listen to those most directly affected by September 11th. Those witnesses included a woman who played the last message her son ever left on her answering machine, recorded from inside the World Trade Center. Then there was Harry Weiser, whose face and vocal cords were severely burned by flaming jet fuel. Speaking in a raspy voice, Weiser said he wasn't angry, he just wanted results.
If the findings of this commission can prevent even one future 9/11, if they can forestall even one plan of Osama bin Laden, prevent even one more act of madness and horror, I and the rest of this nation will owe the commission our gratitude.
That plea was echoed again and again yesterday by survivors and family members of the victims. The commission is charged with investigating intelligence, the aviation industry, diplomacy, and other aspects related to the September 11th attacks. And those who testified have a huge stake in seeing that work completed. Stephen Push lost his wife in the plane that hit the Pentagon.
I urge you to look beyond Al-Qaeda and beyond 9/11 and examine the underlying problems that this country has not fully faced and has done little to address. I urge you to ask the tough questions and offer tough solutions.
Family members and other watchdogs have been skeptical about the independent commission, which got off to a rocky start. The president's first pick for the job of chairman, former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, resigned after concerns were raised about his consulting work with foreign governments and multinational corporations. A few of the 10 panel members, including former Illinois Governor James Thompson, work for law firms that do business with the aviation industry. And the commission was given just $3 million for a report due by May of next year. President Bush found an extra $9 million last week. The commission's chairman, former New Jersey Governor Thomas Kane, believes his panel now has the resources to do its job. And unlike other well-intentioned reports that have been left to gather dust in government offices, Kane promised this one would be different.
Our job is not going to be complete with the end of the writing of the report. Our job is going to go on to try and see if that report is implemented. And whether that's appearing on shows or writing articles or appearing before editorial boards, whatever what it takes.
The panel also heard from counterterrorism experts who described the fight against Al-Qaeda as a long, ceaseless struggle. Today, commissioners will hear testimony on law enforcement, border control, and transportation security. For NPR News, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.